Lord, we just ask you to bless us now as we consider the truth of God.
主啊，我们谢谢你现在呢赐福给我们，当我们学习神的话的时候。
We thank you that you inspired these words so that though they were written 2,000 years ago, they are relevant to us today because it's God speaking to us.
这个感谢您呢，就是您呢，就是说是让他们默示了这本书，然后呢，就现在就是在2000多年前写的，但是呢，仍然对我们现在有效，因为这是神的话。
And so we thank you then for our time together tonight. We pray especially that you will teach us.
对，我们感谢您呢，我们今天在一起的时间，我们特别的祷告呢，您会教导我们。
And Lord, our prayer is that you will cause my voice to be such that people can understand.
对，主啊，今天我们就祷告，就是说是您会让我的声音呢，是可以理解的。
So we turn to you now and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在转向您，就是我们的祷告，献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we are going to read tonight. We're studying and we're going to continue for a few weeks in this little book of Philippians.
因为我们今天呢，就是要几个星期呢，学习这个腓立比书。
There was a city in the Middle East that was called Philippi.
就是说是在中东有一个城市，它的名字叫腓立比。
It was in what is now Greece.
现在呢是在希腊。
And it was a prominent city. It was a capital or a regional capital city. Part of the Roman Empire.
所以呢，它是一个地区的一个城市，城市当时呢应该是那个罗马帝国的一个区域的一个省会。Paul
took the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the story of Jesus, he took that to the city of Philippi.
于是的，保罗呢把那个主耶稣基督的他的那个就是福音呢带到那个腓立比那个城市。
A few people became Christians and a church was formed.
所以有几个人呢信了主，然后呢，当地的教会形成了。
But the populace didn't like his behavior and so he was thrown into prison.
但是呢，那里的人呢就不喜欢他传递的信息，把他呢关到监狱里去了。
Many prayed and as a consequence, there was an earthquake, and when he was in prison, all the doors were opened. The prisoners were able to go free.
所以呢，就是所有的人呢都在为他祷告。当他在监狱里的时候呢，那个发生了一场地震，然后呢，这个时候呢，他们可以自由的离开监狱了。
The chief guard in the prison warden, was so distressed, he felt he should commit suicide because he would be charged with the escape of the prisoners.
因为这个里面当时呢，监狱的那个主管呢，他呢非常害怕，害怕他要自杀，因为呢，如果那些囚犯都跑了的话，他会要被那个就是定罪的。
But instead, he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his savior.
但是呢，他却相信了主耶稣基督为他的救主。The
Lord in his mercy kept the prisoners from escaping.
所以主呢，借着他的恩典，让那些囚犯呢都没有逃跑。And
many of the prisoner of the warden's family became Christians as well as the warden himself and others.
然后那个监狱主管的那个他的很多家人呢，都成了基督徒，包括他自己。So
that's the background to this book.
这是这一本书的背景。In
the story, and all of what I've just told you is told to us in the book of Acts.
所以呢，我们这些刚才我跟你讲的故事都是在《使徒行传》里讲的。
But Paul left Philippi, went to other places, ultimately went to the city of Rome as a prisoner.
所以呢,使徒保罗呢,他离开了腓立比,腓立比呢,最终呢,去到罗马,作为一个囚犯,去到罗马。
And he wrote this book, this epistle, where it's a letter, and we call the Bible letters epistles. He wrote this epistle from Rome.
所以呢,他写了这本书信,这本书信在圣经里,我们把它称之为书信内,他是从罗马,这个腓立比人。
So we're just going to start in now, verse by verse, trying to explain the story and the truth that God wants us to learn.
所以我们要一节一节的那个去学，学呢，试图呢，就是解释神他想要我们理解的真理。
And again, welcome to those who've just joined us. We're in the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
再次欢迎加入我们的，我们现在在呢腓立比书第一章。
So, verse 1 says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and the deacons.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事。
So Paul is writing this letter to the Christians who are in the church in the city of Philippi.
就是保罗写这封信呢，是写给那些在腓立比的教会的那些会众。
And verse 1 says that there are three kinds of Christians in that church.
所以第一节呢，告诉我们在那样的教会里有三类不同的人。
The first group are called saints, all the saints in Christ Jesus.
所以呢，第一类的第一组的称之为圣徒，所有的圣徒在基督里的众圣徒。
So the word saints is used to describe all the people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and therefore are separated from the world to the family of God.
所以这个里面的圣徒呢，是称之为所有的相信主耶稣基督的信徒们呢，都称之为圣徒。因此呢，我们是和世界隔开的。
There are two other groups mentioned. The next group are the bishops.
另外一类的圣徒也提到，另一类组就是叫监督众监督。Bishops
is a word we don't use very often in the English language.
所以这个监督呢，我们在英语里面呢用的不是很多。Some
people say that the word bishop relates to people of a very senior level in the hierarchy of Christians.
所以有些人说呢，这些监督呢，他是非常高阶的那些基督徒。But
that's not what the New Testament teaches. The New Testament teaches that bishops are the elders in each church. Every church is to have elders.
但是那个并不是圣经里所教导的。圣经教导说呢，这些监督呢，它实际上呢就是教会里的长老们。And
elders have really three jobs.
所以呢，就是长老呢，他有三类的工作。Number
one, they are to make the key decisions in the church as elders.
第一个呢，他们在那个教会里作为长老，他们要为关键的事情做出决定。Number
two, they are to be the primary teachers in the church, almost like shepherds over sheep.
所以第二个呢，他们就是说是在教会里主要的去做那些教导，就像是那个群羊的牧者。
And the names that we usually use for them in that capacity is pastors, teachers, and shepherds.
就是说是我们就是在这样的一个，通常把他们称之为呢，牧师、牧者，或者说教师。And
the third group that's mentioned are the deacons, and that word means the servants or the workers in the church. So in the church, then, three kinds of people, only three kinds of people.
所以在教会里呢，只有三类的人。
The saints are everybody who's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody who's a Christian is a saint.
所以圣徒呢，每一个相信主耶稣基督的每一个基督徒呢，都是信徒。
But the deacons, who are often called servants and ministers, they are the second group. They have a job to do. They're the workers in the church.
但是执事呢，其实他们就是说是在教会里呢，那些呢，他们要去有工作要做，要服侍的人。
And then the elders have their job, three things they do.
所以长老呢，他们也有工作，他们也有三件事情要做。
They're the decision makers.
他们要做出决定。
And then as pastors, teachers, and shepherds, they feed and teach the church.
所以呢，然后他们作为那个牧师呢，或者牧者呢，或者教师呢，他们要去喂养教会的会众。
And then number three, they are the overseers or the inspectors. And they're the ones who find a problem and have got to solve it and deal with it so that the church runs effectively.
所以呢，第三个呢，他们是监督，监督呢，或者说呢，他们是要去就是找出观察问题，观察问题呢，然后呢，让教会呢能够正常的运转。
Now let me point out that there are no hierarchical bosses in the church.
所以我们就是说要跟大家讲的，就是说在教会里没有一个高阶的职位，叫老板。
In a business, there are the there's the president and the vice presidents and the managers and the workers all the way down.
所以在生意场里呢，有那个总裁、副总裁、经理，然后工人一路下来。
But that's not the way in the church. In the church, Jesus is the head, and everybody reports to him.
所以呢，这不是教会的方式。在教会里面，主耶稣基督是头，每一个人呢都向他述职。
All the saints report to Jesus.
所有的圣徒。
Every Christian reports to Jesus.
所有的圣徒，每一个基督徒都向主耶稣基督述职。
All the workers report to Jesus. They're saints and they become workers. They all report to Jesus.
所有的那些工作人员呢，也向主耶稣基督述职。他们呢，是因为是圣徒，所以呢，也成为工人。
And the elders or the bishops or the overseers or the pastors, teachers, they also report to Jesus.
因为那些长老呢、牧师呢、或者牧者呢、或者教师们，那么他们同样呢，指向主耶稣基督述职。
So the church is very like a human body.
所以呢，就是教会呢，它非常像人的身体。
Every member in my body reports to my head.
所以我的就是说，身体的每一个部分呢，都向我的那个大脑汇报。
Every member in the church reports to Jesus.
所以呢，每一个在教会里的成员呢，都向主耶稣基督汇报。
So my hand reports to my head.
所以我的手向我的头汇报。
And my elbow reports to my head, doesn't report to my hand. My hand doesn't report to the elbow.
所以我的肘子呢，它呢也只是向我的大脑汇报，它不向我的手汇报。
So all my members report to my head. So in the church, all the saints, all the deacons, all the bishops, they all report to Jesus.
所以我身体的所有的肢体呢，都向我的大脑汇报。那么说呢，在教会里呢，所有的那些圣徒啊、执事啊，就是说监督啊、长老啊，这些都向主耶稣基督汇报。
Our job then is to work together under the instruction of the head. Our job is to help one another under the instruction of the head. But the head is the coordinating boss. It's the center.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我的那个所有的那些身体的那些肢体呢，都是由我的大脑来组织，让他们互相协调去工作。那么说呢，所有的肢体，肢体他们的工各自做各自的工作，只是说是大脑是协调一切工作的。
So now you probably notice most churches don't practice that. They don't believe that. Most churches have men at various levels in the church, but the Bible doesn't say that. Philippi did not have that.
所以你们大家可能也注意到了，大多数教会呢，他们并不是照这样去运作的，他们有那人去管人一级一级的在教会里，所以呢，这不是神的教会的方式，也不是说是在腓立比的教会，他们也不是这样运作的。
Governments have several layers of management.
所以呢，政府呢，它有不同的级别的这样的管理。
Businesses have several layers of management.
那么生意呢，也有不同级别的管理层次。
Militaries have several layers of management.
军队里面也有不同级别的管理方式。
But the church has only one layer of management. That's Jesus. And that's because he is God and he is able to control every Christian.
所以这个呢，但是在教会里呢，只有一级的管理，那就是我们的主耶稣基督。因为主耶稣基督他是神，所以他能够去那个管理每一个基督徒。
And so verse 2 says, now grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
第二节说呢，愿恩典平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Okay, who's going to bless these people?
所以谁会赐福给这些人呢?
Is it going to be Paul? He was a big shot in the church. Is he saying, I'm going to bless you?
所以是使徒保罗吗？他当时在教会里就是一个大人物。他会说呢，就是说是我会给你们祝福吗？
No, he says, God and Jesus are there in charge. They will bless you.
不是的，他说呢，神和主耶稣基督呢，他呢是在掌控一切的，他们会那个赐福给你们。And
they promise two things. Paul says, God will bless you and Jesus will bless you with two things.
他这里呢，应许了两件事。他说呢，神会赐福给你们，然后主耶稣基督会赐福给你们。这里有两件事情。
One is grace, and the other is peace.
其中一个是恩典，另外一个是平安。Now,
grace means that God is continually helping us and giving us strength and wisdom that we don't deserve, but he has promised to give it because he's our Father.
所以恩典呢是神呢，就是说是一直会赐给我们力量，赐给我们力量呢，他呢就赐给我们一些呢，就是说是他赐给我们的恩典是我们不配得的，但是呢他会赐给我们帮助我们，因为他是我们的神，是我们的父。And
then he promises peace.
然后呢，他应许了平安。And
peace is simply resting in the goodness of God. Our Father loves us and he looks after us and we are at peace.
平安是建立在我们的神的良善上，他是我们的父，他爱我们，因此呢，我们在他的爱里有平安。When
I was a little boy, I was a very fearful little boy.
当我这个小男孩的时候呢，我是个很胆小的小男孩。
But when I was with my father, who loved me, I didn't worry.
所以当我跟我的父亲在一起的时候，因为他爱我，所以呢，我就不担心了。That's
the relationship that the Lord Jesus wants us to enjoy. God our Father, and we just little children resting in the goodness and the peace that he gives.
所以这就是主耶稣基督要我们在这里面得平安的，因为呢，神是我们的父，我们是他的孩子，所以呢，我们要在他的爱里呢得安息。
Now in verse 3, Paul says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
第3节说呢，使徒保罗说，我每逢想到你们就感谢我的神。
So it's probably been a long time since Paul was with the Christians in Philippi.
当时的使徒保罗有可能在腓律比和这些基督徒们待了很久。
We don't know for sure, but probably 10 years is a good estimate.
所以我们不是很确定到底多少年，大概呢，就是说是10年是个比较好的一个估计。
And so Paul looks back at the time he spent there. I told you a little bit about it to start this study off. Paul looks back and he says, I thank God for those good days when we were together.
因为呢，我在刚开始呢给大家讲了一下这个故事，所以呢，这里说呢，使徒保罗说呢，我回顾在那里的时光呢，所以呢，我非常想念你们。
Again, so welcome to Josh and to Shirley and others who are joining us. Just remind you, we are in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, and we're reading verse number 4 next.
所以这个呢，再次呢，欢迎那个 Josh 和 Shirley，所以还有其他的一些人。那么说呢，就是提醒一下你们新加入的，我们在读那个腓立比书第1章，马上要读第4节了。
So, verse number 4 says, Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy.
第4节说呢，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，总是为了你们从头一天直到如今。
Paul prayed much for the Christians that he had known earlier in his ministry.
这使徒保罗呢，就是在他早期的服侍中的那些基督徒呢，他为他们祷告。
And in particular, he rejoiced with the Christians from Philippi because their life was exemplary.
所以呢，特别的是呢，他呢，就是说是为那个腓立比的圣徒们喜乐，因为他们的人生呢，活出了一个好榜样。
So verse 5 says, I'm full of joy because I remember your fellowship. In the gospel from the first day until now.
所以这个呢，就是说是第5节说呢，在福音里的叫因为从头一天直到如今，你们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
When they became Christians, they became zealous Christians and they began to work together with the Apostle Paul and those who were with him.
所以呢，当他们成为基督徒的时候呢，他们成为非常热心的基督徒，他们和那个使徒保罗呢一起去做神的工作。
Some people say they're Christians, but they don't really follow God very well.
有些人呢说自己是基督徒呢，但是他们并不是说是真的跟从神。
Some people were close to Paul and to the Lord Jesus and to Christians. Some were close at the beginning, but over time they drifted away.
所以呢，有些人从开始的时候呢，他们和主耶稣基督很近，和那个使徒保罗很近，但是过了一段时间呢，他们就离开了。
But it was not so with the Philippians.
这个不仅仅只是指腓立比人。
Part of the story that I did not tell you is that when Paul first went to Philippians with Silas and Luke and others, when he first went there, one of the first Christians was a woman by the name of Lydia.
也有一件一个故事呢，我没跟大家讲，就是当那个使徒保罗他刚开始去到那个腓立比的时候呢，他和提摩太、路加一起去的时候呢，第一个成为基督徒的是一个女性，她的名字叫吕底亚。
And so, just as soon as she became a Christian, she said to Paul, why don't you meet in our house? You can come to my house, hold the meetings there. That'll be like a church for you. And she said, you can live, you and your friends can live in my house.
因为他们那个律利亚刚开始一成为基督徒的时候呢，他就说呢啊，我现在成为基督徒呢，那么说呢，你们可以用我的房子做那个教堂，所以呢，你们为什么不来到我们家聚会呢？你们来我家聚会，我还可以给你们提供住处。
So she became a worker, or if you like, a deacon in that church right from the very beginning.
因为他呢，莉莉亚呢，成为那个工人。如果你想说的话呢，他成为了执事，就是在那个教会刚刚成立的时候。
And so verse 5 uses the word fellowship, and that word fellowship means to be a worker together, like fellows in a ship that are going. They're all workers. They're making that ship run.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是第五节用了一个 fellowship，我们中文翻译成交通。那么交通呢，实际上呢，英文呢，它就是说一群人，就是在那个一条船上的伙伴，一条船上的伙伴呢，他们呢，就是说确保那个船呢能够运作，所以是这个意思。
Now, Paul says in verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
第十六保罗在第六节说呢，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Remember now, Paul hasn't seen these Christians for probably 10 years.
所以大家记住，那个使徒保罗呢，有可能呢，他呢就是说没有见到这些基督徒已经10年了。
What happened to them? Did they wander away? Did they go to other religions? Did they forget Jesus? Did they forget Paul?
因为在他们身上发生了什么呢？他们呢，就是说是继续的跟着主耶稣基督吗？他们是不是去到了其他的宗教呢？他们是不是离开了？他们是不是忘了主耶稣？他们是不是忘了使徒保罗了？
And he says, no. He says, I'm confident that he, the Lord Jesus, who has begun a good work in you, he worked in them over that period of 10 years. He kept on building them and keeping them.
那使徒保罗说：“不，我相信你们，我相信你们，因为主耶稣基督呢，他在你们心里动了善功，动了善功呢，他会保守你们，他会让你们一直在里面。
And he says, I'm confident that God has not only kept you, but he will keep you for the next many years.
”所以呢，就是说呢，他说呢，我深信，我对你们有信心，就是神呢，他不仅仅呢，就是说是能够，就是说，成全了你们，但是他会在以后的一直保守你们。
The Bible teaches us the Lord Jesus Christ said that if you trust in him, you will become a child of God, a son or a daughter of God.
圣经告诉我们，主耶稣基督告诉我们说呢，就是说是如果你相信呢主耶稣基督呢，你就会成为神的儿子或者说女儿。
Now, a proper father or mother never does separate himself from the children. He does not denounce them. He keeps with them. He loves them. He keeps building them.
所以正常的父母呢，他们不会呢，就是离开他们的孩子们，他们呢会一直呢就保守他们，一直呢去鼓励他们，一直去爱他们，一直去建立他们，让他们正常成长。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ brought these people to God, God the Father adopted them and he became their father right through the first 10 years, and he's going to continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. Once you're in the family of God, God is your father and he doesn't let you go.
但是呢，当主耶稣基督呢把他们的这些腓立比人信徒带到那个神的面前的时候呢，神呢就收养了他们，他们呢就是说是这就成为了神的儿女，成了神的家的一员。那么神呢，他会一直爱他们，保守他们，让他们继续。
Now that's a very reassuring thought. My father is not going to forsake me any more than he forsook the Philippian Christians when Paul went away.
所以这个里面呢，就是这是一个非常的有双重保证的这样的一个应许，因为呢，就是说是我们的父神呢，他永远不会抛弃我们。就像就是说是当时在使徒保罗离开了腓立比以后呢，使徒保罗和神呢都没有抛弃他们一样，神永远不会抛弃我。
So Paul says in verse 7 now, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace.
第七节说呢，我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
So he's saying, listen, since I became a Christian, no, since you became Christians, we've been together. We've been working together. I've been praying for you in Philippi. You've been working in Philippi, praying for me. We've been together in the good times and the bad times, together, even though we're far apart.
所以这个里面呢，他就讲呢，就是说是当我呢，就是说是你们成为基督徒以后呢，我们就是在一起了，我们一起呢工作，一起服侍，不管是在那个好的时光还是艰难的时光，你为我祷告，我为你们祷告，就是说不管是尽管我们隔开了，但是呢，我们还是互相祷告。
Now they very likely, most certainly, they love the Apostle Paul because as a result of his coming to them, they became Christians. They were freed from their sin. They ended up being children of God. They had the hope of going to heaven.
所以这个里面呢，在特别的是呢，他们非常的爱使徒保罗，因为使徒保罗呢把福音带给他们，他们呢就是成为了基督徒，成为基督徒呢，他们的罪呢就得赦免了，得赦免以后，他们成为神的孩子，成为神的孩子呢，他们就可以去到天堂了。
And because of that relationship, verse number 8 says, For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
因为他们做出了那样的见证，所以在第八节说呢，我以耶稣基督的心肠切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
Now he says, I love you the way Jesus Christ loves you.
那使徒保罗说呢，我爱你们就像那个主耶稣爱你们的方式一样。
And then he goes on in verse 9, he says, And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment.
然后在第九节，他继续说呢：“我所祷告的，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
So verse 8 says, to the Philippians, Paul says, I love you.
”第在第八节呢，使徒保罗对腓立比人说呢：“我爱你们。”
And the implication from the context is, and you love me.
所以呢，这样的就是暗示着呢，你们也爱我。
But he's saying, I want you to make sure that your love is the right kind of love.
然后他说呢，我要确保你们的对我的爱是那样一个正确的爱。
Not everybody loves the right way.
不是每个人的爱的方式都是正确的。
Most languages, I don't know what it's like in Chinese or Farsi, but certainly in English, there are many words for love.
所以呢，就是在大多数语言里，我不确定在中文还是在那个波斯语里面，但是呢，在英语里面呢，是有很多的词，说是表达爱的，
And not all people understand love.
并不是所有的人呢都理解爱是什么。
So Paul says, I want you to understand what real love is.
其实，如果他说呢，我要你们理解真正的爱是什么。
So let me tell you a little bit of an aside now.
现在我要跟大家讲一点点这样的一些迹象。
The word Philippian, from which this particular city got its name, The word Philippian has a specific meaning.
所以这个腓立比就是这个城市得名的，这个腓立比呢，这个词呢，腓立比这个词有一个特别的意义。
It actually means to love or to be very fond of horses.
所以它实际上呢，就是说是非常的爱马，或者说那就是马迷。
Have you ever met anybody who loves horses?
也没碰到任何一个人，他是非常喜欢马的呢。
And it's very strange, but some people really do love horses.
所以这个呢，就是说是非常的奇怪，但是有些人呢，他们真的非常喜欢马。
I sometimes go to the part of the city of Vancouver called Southlands.
所以有时候呢，我去温哥华的一部分呢，叫 Southland 的那个地方。
And it's at the southern foot of Blenheim Street.
所以呢，就是他呢，就是在那个 Blenheim Street 的那个南边的那个尽头。
Not around 16th and Blenheim, which is near 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, but if you go down to 53rd and Blenheim, you're in the middle of horse country.
所以这个里面呢，有时候是它并不是在第十六节和 Blenheim 那个之间，离十六节非常非常近。如果你走到那53街，再往前走的 Blenheim 往前走呢，下面呢就像是一个马的农马很多的马场在那里。
And there are many horses down there, many on ranches, many on the roads, many people, teenagers especially, and especially girl teenagers go down there because they've fallen in love with horses.
因为这个里面呢，因为呢很多的马场，他们有的在马厩里面，有的在马路上。那么说呢，你就会发现呢，很多人喜欢马，喜欢马呢，特别是那些那个年轻人，特别是年轻的那些女孩子们，她们呢非常的爱马。
And 30 years ago, 40 years ago, there was a girl in our assembly by the name of Margie, and she loved horses. She persuaded her father to buy her a horse, and they kept it down there, and she went down to love that horse. She was down there many times a week.
所以这个里面呢，在很多大概40年前，在我们第十六届福音教会，有一个人呢，他的名字叫 Margie，他呢非常的喜欢马，喜欢马呢，然后呢，他说服了他的父亲给他买了一匹马，买了一匹马呢养在那个马场那里，所以一个星期呢，他要去好几次，因为他非常爱那个马，所以他要去到那个马场去。
Many of you know Barbara Cummings from the chapel.
所以你们大家很多人认识我们的那个教会的 Barbara。
When her father was a boy, he loved horses.
当他的父亲还是个孩子的时候呢，他喜欢马。
He went to his father one day and he said to his father, I want a horse.
但是有一天呢，他去找他父亲，他跟父亲说呢，我也想要一匹马。
His father said to him, we can't afford a horse. We can't keep a horse. We've just got a small yard. We're in Edmonton. We can't give you a horse.
所以他的父亲跟他说呢，我们养不起马，养不起马，因为我们的房子呢很小，我们呢是在艾明顿的一个很小的房子里，我们养不起马。
He said to his father, I want a horse.
他跟他父亲说呢，我想要一匹马。
His father said, You can't have one.
但是父亲说：“那你不能养马。
He said, If I ranked first in my class, if the teacher said I was the smartest boy, the best boy in the class, would you give me a horse?
”也就是说呢，就是说是如果我呢，就是说在我的班级里，我是考了第一名，我是超过一成绩超过一切人，是我们班上最聪明的孩子，你能不能给我一匹马呢？
Oh, all right, the father said, I'll give you a horse. If you're the most outstanding student in the class, I'll give you a horse.
彼得父亲说：“那好吧，好吧，那如果说你是班上最杰出的孩子呢，我会给你买一匹马的。
So her father studied very hard, worked very hard, and pretty soon he was the top of the class, and the father had to give him a horse.
因为他呢，就是学习呢，非常的努力，非常努力呢，因为爸爸父亲努力呢，努力非常努力，结果他呢，成了班上呢考的第一名最杰出的孩子，他爸爸呢，就必须去给他买一匹马。
Why do I tell you those stories?
我为什么要跟大家讲这些故事呢？
To remind you that people who love horses, they often really do love horses.
一个就是要告诉大家，那些爱马的人呢，他是真的很爱马。
And I think the Philippians really did love horses.
我认为腓立比的人呢，他们真的是很爱马的人。
If I told you I love horses more than, what would you say?
你如果说呢，我如果告诉你说呢，我爱马超过一切，你会怎么说？
You'd say, Harold, horses aren't that important. You've got to learn what real love is.
你会说呢，Harold 的马并没有那么重要，你必须学会真正的爱。
So the Apostle Paul said to the people of Philippi, the Philippians who loved horses, he said to them, listen, you've got to take your love for horses and you've got to turn it around so that you've got a proper love, not for horses, but for something more important.
因为呢，就是使徒保罗呢，他必须对那些腓立比的那些信徒们说呢，我知道你们很爱马，但是呢，现在呢，你们还有比爱马更重要的东西要去爱，所以你们要把你们对马的爱就转移到其他的更重要的对象上去。
So he says in verse 9 again, this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge.
第9节继续说呢，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱在知识和各样判断上多而又多。
He's saying, I want you to take that strong love for horses and I want you to turn it around so you're loving according to knowledge, not according to affection for a big animal.
于这个里面呢，就是现在使徒保罗跟他说呢，我知道你们现在很爱马，我要你们把那种对马的那个强烈的爱呢，转向对知识上去，你们要去爱神的知识，而不是去爱一个大的动物。
So the Apostle Paul is saying to the Philippians, you've got to learn to have knowledge in your love. Somehow you've got to know how to love properly.
因为使徒保罗跟他们说呢，你们在你们的爱里，你要学会一些知识，就是呢，你要知道怎样是正确的爱。
How are you going to know proper love?
你怎么样去知道正确的爱呢？
You're going to read the Bible and it's going to teach you about love. You'll read about Jesus. He is love. God is love. And so you don't love horses, don't love things, don't love money. What you do, you must learn to love God. You must learn to love His people.
你这个里面呢，你怎么学会爱呢？你去读圣经，因为圣经会教会你怎么爱。那甚至主耶稣基督呢，他就是爱，他就是神。那么说呢，神就是爱。所以呢，你们要呢，就是说是不要去爱其他的东西，不要去爱马了，不要去爱其他的事情了，不要去爱金钱呢。你们要更多的去爱主耶稣基督，爱神的子民。
So, number one, you've got to get the knowledge, but number two, you've got to get discernment.
因为第一个呢，就是说是你要有这样的知识；第二个呢，你要学会去判断。
What is discernment?
那么判断是什么呢？
It's the ability to know what to do with the knowledge.
所以呢，就是你有这样的能力，怎样去运用你学到的知识。
Lots of people have got lots of knowledge. They just don't know what to do with it.
所以很多人呢，他们学到了很多知识，但是他们却不知道这些知识怎么去应用。
And so verse number three says that you may approve the things that are excellent.
现在就是第三节说，那你们要学会怎样去，就是说是把这样的，就是证明这些好的事情。
You don't just love horses, you've got to love God, you've got to love his people. You've got to love your neighbor as yourself. You've got to approve and follow things that are excellent in love.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，那个就是说，他就讲说呢，你们不仅仅是要爱马，你们要不要去爱马？你们要学会去爱神，你们要学会去爱神的子民，你要学会爱你的邻舍如爱自己。所以呢，你们要能体验那美好的事情。
And then he goes on at the middle of verse 10 and he says, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
然后第十节呢，在中间继续说呢，那做真诚无过的人，直到基督的日子。
Have you ever noticed that a lot of people talk about love, but it's not sincere?
因为你有没有注意到呢？很多人呢，他们在说爱，但是他们并不是真诚的去爱。
Some people say, I love you, but really, they only love themselves and they love what they can get out of you.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我爱你，但是呢，他们确实是爱他自己，他只是说呢，想从你身上得到他想要的东西。
And the divorce statistics make it abundantly clear that not all the people who say, I love you, really do, because they go ahead and get divorced from the one they say they love the most.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是那个离婚率的这样的一个统计呢，证明了这些人呢，很多人呢，他们说爱你，并不是说是真实的，不是他们你看呢，就是说他们很多人呢，最终呢，和他们当初说他最爱的人跟他离了婚。
And so at the end of verse 10, love is often pretend love, but it's full of offense. And God says, no, I don't want that to be your love. I want your love to be sincere and without offense.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是呢，就是爱呢，这里讲的通常呢，他们是假装去爱，并且是冒犯人的。所以神说呢，我不想你们这样去爱，我们要你们真诚的去爱，真诚的去爱呢，不要去冒犯人。
And the next thing about love, verse 11, is that your love would be filled with the fruit of righteousness.
第一个那个下一步的爱呢，就是第十一节说的，并靠着基督的基呃，并靠着耶稣基督结满了义的果子。
What should come out of love?
那么爱里能出来什么？
Well, righteousness and all the good things that righteousness brings.
所以呢，就是义，那所有的那些美的事情是由公义带出来的。
So how are you going to have a happy life?
你怎么样会有一个幸福的人生呢？
Well, you could love horses,
你可以爱马，
but that won't do you any good.
你爱马呢，这个呢，对你没有任何的好处。
Or you could love, as Paul is going to exhort the Philippians to love, you could love the way Jesus loves, we'll read about in chapter 2. You could love like the Lord loves, you could be filled with joy and peace and happiness if you love the right things the right way.
你这个里面呢，就是说呢，或者说你可以像那个使徒保罗劝告那个腓立比人那样去爱的话，去爱；你可以像那主耶稣基督那样去爱人；你可以去爱你的神的子民。如果呢，你的爱以正确的方式去爱正确的事情的话呢，就会给你带来福气，给你带来喜乐，给你带来平安，给你带来幸福。
So Paul says, take your love for horses and turn it to loving God and loving his people and loving your neighbor. That's what you should do. Love, love with zeal and enthusiasm, the way they love their horses. You love what's right.
所以这个里面的使徒保罗说呢，现在呢要把你们对马的爱转过来去对爱神、爱神的子民、爱神、爱你的邻舍、爱人，就像你们就是说是把你们爱马的那个热心用在去爱正确的事情，以正确的方式去爱。
So you say, how could I do that?
你就说呢，我怎么做得到呢？
Well, the answer is keep reading the book of Philippians, because Paul is going to tell us how to live that kind of a life.
对，答案是呢，你就一直呢，就是说是去读腓立比书，读腓立比书，那使徒保罗他将会告诉我们怎样去活出那样一个爱的人生。
Now, verse 11 says that the fruits of righteousness are by Jesus Christ.
所以呢，就是说是第十一节说呢，就是说是靠着耶稣基督结满了义的果子。
If you follow the Lord Jesus, if you let the Lord Jesus Christ live in you, he will help you. He will bring forth in your life fruit of righteousness.
如果你呢，就是说是啊，跟从主耶稣基督，你让主耶稣基督呢住在你的里面，他就会让你的这样的爱呢结满了义的果子。
And the benefit of that fruit of righteousness, the end of verse 11 is to the glory and praise of God.
所以这样义的果子的益处呢，在第十一节的后面讲的，叫荣耀和称赞归于神。
Is that a worthy objective?
就是那个一个有价值的目标吗？
If you work really, really hard and made lots of money, you could have a big bank account. That would be nice.
现在如果你工作非常非常努力，那么那努力呢，你银行的账户的钱就非常多，这个也是一件好事。
But if you were to use that money wisely and do something of significance for poor people, that would be even better, wouldn't it? Or would you just rather, if you're rich, spend it all on yourself?
你这个，但是呢，你如果明智的去使用你的这些钱去帮助那些穷苦的人，那会不会是更好一点呢？好过你把这些所有的钱呢都花在你自己身上呢？
And so you know that many people who are rich give money away.
所以你们大家也知道呢，就是说是很多呢有钱的人他们都捐钱。
And I think Bill Gates has probably given away many, many billions of dollars. The number 58 runs in my mind is probably not accurate, but it's something like that.
所以呢，就是我认为呢，那个比尔盖茨呢，他呢捐出了很多很多几十亿的往外捐。所以呢，就是说是我的，如果我记得正确的话呢，他大概捐了58亿。
So Bill Gates made lots of money and he gave a lot away, and what he gave away is to his glory.
所以呢，就是说是，比尔盖茨呢赚了很多很多的钱，但是他也捐了很多钱，他的捐的钱呢，给他带来了荣耀。
Now you and I could do better than that.
你我呢，可以比他做得更好。
Instead of loving money like Bill Gates, you and I could love the Lord Jesus, and we could live the kind of love that we read about in verses 8 and 9 and 10 and 11.
因为我们呢，就是说是我们不会像比尔盖茨那样去爱钱，你我呢都要去爱神。如果我们爱神呢，那么说呢，我们就活出一个像第八节、第九节、第十节这样的人生。
And if we did that, we wouldn't bring glory to Bill Gates or to ourselves if we did that. We would bring glory to God. That's the end of the verse. And to the glory and praise of God. Is it possible for you to live a life the end of which is that God will get glory?
因为这样呢，如果我们这样做的话，那我们爱神的话呢，我们不会给比尔盖茨带来荣耀，也不会给我们自己带来荣耀。那么说呢，这个第十一节怎么说呢？那是叫荣耀和称赞归于神。那么说，对你我来说是有这种可能性，我们能把荣耀带给神吗？
Is it possible that I could do something, that you could do something that would bring God glory?
所以这个是可能的吗？你可以做点什么事情，我可以做点什么事情，我们做出事情可以给神带来荣耀，这个是有这种可能性吗？
After all, he's the great creator God. He's the one who made all the universe. He made all the people, 8 billion people in the world today. He's done all that.
所以呢，就是所有的一切呢，就是说是神呢，他是整个宇宙的创造者，他呢是创世主。那么说呢，他创造了地球，他呢创造了地上呢，现在有80亿人，这一切都是神创造的。
You say, compared to God and all the people in the world, I'm just a little boy. I'm just an insignificant little girl.
就是说，你说呢？就是与神相比，在整个世界上呢，我就是一个小男孩儿，我就是一个不重要的小女孩儿。
How could I bring glory to God?
那么我怎么可能给神带来荣耀呢？
That's the amazing story of the Bible. You and I can even bring glory to God.
这是圣经里奇妙的故事，因为呢，你我可以，甚至可以给神带来荣耀。
What do you get when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and give your life to Him?
当你呢，就是说是相信了主耶稣基督为你的个人救主，并把你的人生献给他的时候，你得到了什么呢？
Will you get your sins forgiven and all the past is made right?
所以呢，所有的就是说，你的罪能够得赦免，你过去的犯的错都纠正了。
You get the Holy Spirit of God coming into your life to direct you and guide you and help you.
所以呢，你得到的圣灵呢，进入你的人生呢，他引导你、帮助你、指引你。
You get to begin to do a work for Jesus. With Jesus.
你要开始呢，去为主耶稣基督去工作。
You get to love the way Jesus loved rather than the self-love of horses. You love Jesus.
所以呢，你也得到了那像主耶稣基督爱的那样去爱，而不是说是去像你自我的那种爱去爱马的那种爱，你要去爱主耶稣。
The end result of which is you get to bring glory to God.
这所有的一切的最终的结果呢，是你会给神带来荣耀。
I don't know how to explain that. It is absolutely wonderful. Nowhere else in the world do you get a story like that. That if you give yourself to Jesus, if you acknowledge Jesus and believe him, you can and will bring glory to the very God of heaven.
现在我就不知道怎么去解释，但是呢，你知道呢，就是说是在世界上再也找不到这样的故事了。这个故事呢是非常奇妙的。如果你相信神呢，你爱神呢，你最终呢，你会给那个真正的神呢带来荣耀。
So the question is there an example of how this might work?
所以现在问题是呢，是不是有任何的例子证明这样的东西是行得通的呢？
And Paul's going to go on and explain a little bit of that in the verses that lie ahead.
所以呢，使徒保罗呢，准备在下面的几节经文里做出一些解释。
So verse 12, he says, I want you to know, brothers, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
所以这个第十二节说呢，使徒保罗说：“弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。
So what are the things that happened to him?
”所以呢，在他身上发生的事情是什么事情呢？
And we'll read all about these things in the book of Acts in the Bible.
所以我们在这所有的事情呢，我们在使徒保罗在那个《使徒行传》里是可以读到的。
They knew all about it because they kept communication with him and others who knew him. We don't know about it, but we know we can learn about it from the book of Acts.
所以他们知道，因为他们呢，当时呢跟使徒保罗有很多的交集，有很多的交往，所以我们不知道，但是呢，我们可以从那个《使徒行传》里去学习。
So, two simple stories here.
就这里有两个简单的故事。
First of all, what happened in Philippi?
所以，首先在腓立比发生了什么？
Paul was persecuted by the devil. And then he was thrown into prison, and everything looked hopeless.
所以使徒保罗呢被魔鬼迫害，然后呢他被关进监狱，一切看起来呢都很绝望。
But he and Silas praised the Lord and sang hymns and prayed when they were in prison.
但是他和希拉呢，他们在监狱里的时候呢，他们却唱那个赞美诗，去赞美神。
And the amazing thing is that the prison warden and many of his family and many of the prisoners became Christians.
也就是说是非常的奇妙的事情呢。当时呢，那个监狱里的守卫，还有很多在监狱里的囚犯呢，都成为了基督徒。
So what happened to him in being thrown into prison turned out to be a blessing, and for the furtherance of the gospel, that he got more converts by going to prison than he got by preaching on the street.
所以呢，他呢就是被关进监狱里，最终呢产生的后果呢是呢，就是很多的人呢在监狱里，因为他传福音的，在监狱里传福音的得救呢。这样呢，就是说是如果他在那个街上传福音呢，哎，起不到这样的在监狱里让囚犯得救的这样的效果。
But then it was a few years later that Paul went to the city of Jerusalem.
那几年后呢，使徒保罗呢也去到了耶路撒冷城。
And he was taken prisoner there. We read about this in the book of Acts 2.
因为他呢在那里呢，也在那里，就是就关进监狱。我们在这里，在《使徒行传》里也能读到。
And from there, they took him as prisoner to Caesarea. And from Caesarea, they took him as prisoner even to the city of Rome.
因为在那里呢，他们呢把他作为囚犯呢，也把他带到了那个就是说凯撒利亚，从凯撒利亚呢，他们又把他呢带到了罗马，又把他关在罗马里监狱里。
The story is amazing as we read it in the book of Acts, but in summary, it's this, that all he did was tell people about Jesus and they put him in prison for it. As a matter of fact, he'd been in prison at least 4 years when this letter was written.
这里面呢，就所有的这些呢，我们其实都在《使徒行传》里能够读到。我给大家总结一下，就是说呢，他被关进监狱的这所有的这些时间呢，他都是利用这个时间去传福音。最少在4年内，他不管是他被关在监狱里还是怎么着，他都在传福音。
And the question is, did that do any good?
第一就是问题是，这个有什么好处呢？
Verse 13. So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
13节说呢，以致我受的捆锁在整个总督府和其余的地方已经显明是为基督的缘故。
This is absolutely amazing. He gets to be a witness to the Roman guards, just like the Philippian guards. He's now witnessing to the Roman guards, and the whole of Rome is learning that Jesus Christ, that Paul is a slave of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Paul's Lord.
所以这个里面呢，这就是非常的神奇的。这所有的一切呢，使徒保罗呢，他现在呢，最终呢，能给那个整个的罗马的军队和罗马的守卫，还有罗马的总督府，就像他在腓立比给那些守卫做的见证一样，这样呢，是整个的罗马都知道呢，那个使徒保罗，就是使徒保罗是主耶稣基督的囚徒。
All right, well, that's sort of an introduction to this book of Philippians. Our time is gone. We're going to have to stop now, but we'll carry on verse 14 next week. Learn more about what happened to Paul when he got to Rome.
所以这个里面呢，现在我们的时间也到了。那么今天呢，我们就停在第13节。那么下个星期呢，我们要从第14节开始学习使徒保罗的故事。
Very good. Good to see you all again tonight. I think we should have a word of prayer and then we'll let you go.
今天非常高兴的看到大家，所以呢，我们先来呢，就是说做一个结束的祷告，然后我们就可以结束了。
Lord, tonight we've heard the story about what happened when the news of Jesus went to the city of Philippi.
所以主要今天呢，我们知道了这样一个故事，当那个神的那个福音进到腓立比的时候，发生了什么？
And Lord, what you did to the hearts of the Philippians, you can do to us. And many of us say that's exactly what happened to me.
所以主要您在腓立比人身上所做的事情呢，就会您也可以在我们身上做。我们很多人都会说呢，这就是恰恰发生在我们身上的事情。
And we pray, Lord, that you will do the same to each of us. May each of us say, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Lord, and I want you to work your wonderful work through me, just as you did through Paul and through the Philippians.
所以主要愿我们每个人说呢，就是说是愿呢，我主耶稣基督，我想要您呢成为我的主，所以呢，我要去为您工作，我要您呢通过我去工作，就像您呢通过使徒保罗去做工一样。
And so we give thanks now, Lord, for each one here tonight. Bless us and move us. May you prosper us throughout the rest of the weekend, we pray.
所以主啊，我们呢也感谢在座的每一位，所以呢，求您呢赐福给我们，也让我们在下面的一个星期里呢，就是能够凡事成功。
We give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在献上感恩，那是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So thank you all tonight. May the Lord bless us all.